Just come out here and play, man. You know, we just try to execute our game plans. Whatever they put in front of us, we just try to execute it. Does this gain us confidence? No. Getting to the playoffs, we probably would, you know, give us the confidence we need to you know, to be in the playoffs and to play in the playoffs. But right now, we're just trying to win games, and we know, you know, that pretty much our backs is against the wall.
That's the concern. I mean, have you thought we kind of put ourselves in this position to get to this point?
Mm-hmm.
You got to win out.
Yeah. I mean, we did it to ourselves, so we got to fend for ourselves. That's kind of how it works. That's kind of how you play the game, you know, and you just go out and you just roll with the punches. So right now we're just rolling with the punches and know what we got to do.
How much confidence does it give you having Matthew playing the way he's playing, knowing that he's going to have to drive this team?
Great. I mean, that's our quarterback. I mean, he make enough money for all of us, but no, just man. But that's our quarterback, man. That's our guy, and he – you know, he's playing at an elite level, and all we can do is match his intensity. And once we do that, you know, we put points on the board, we score touchdowns, we win games. So that helps.
Defensively, to do that, I know it was a rookie quarterback, but is that the kind of effort you're going to need in the next 2 weeks?
Don't talk about my dog Mitch like that. But he'll get better. It was good for our defense to stop the run. Their running backs is incredible. And last time we played them, they ran to the other side of the world on us. And this time, you know, we pretty much stopped them dead in their tracks. And you got to commend that effort that they put on, which allowed us to play the way we played.
Now, when you scored your touchdown, there was no Rockette celebration afterwards?
No. I'm just scoring my touchdown and get out of there, man. That's all I got.
What did you think about the kick line?
Well, you should hear our committee sometimes. We just like to have fun, and that was something that we knew it was getting close to the holidays and something we wanted to put on for everyone, pretty much.
You said last week that anything you could do isn't going to make this fan base happy, but it seemed like you made them pretty happy with that touchdown catch.
I don't know. You know, I just go out there and I just play my game. I don't know if they're happy or not.
Did you not sense any difference today? I mean, you know.
No, I just went out there and just played my game. I don't really sense much of anything outside of the line, so I just go out there and just play football, and anything after that is what it is.
It's nice knowing coming into this game you had to take care of business at home to keep your playoff hopes alive.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what we got to do. We got to win and stay in. And we win we will hopefully make it to the playoffs. If not, then, you know, we get booted. So we got to continue to win.
Ebron, you had your son here today.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was incredible. I just looked at a whole bunch of pictures. I don't know who took them, but it was incredible. I'm happy, you know, I scored. And that was probably the best part of my whole day. I was running up and down to make sure somebody got that dang on football. But they got it for me, and I'm excited about it.
You got to save that one for him, too?
Of course. That's for him. That's definitely for him. That one's probably going in his room.
You saw him before the game on the sidelines. Yeah. You held him and kissed him. You do that normally before?
That's my guy. This is his first game, so that's my first time doing it. But that's my guy. Every time I see him, I love him up. I kiss him because it's a blessing, man. And I'm thankful for him. And, you know, just seeing him, he was asleep. I woke him up, so I'm pretty sure my girl's upset with me because it's hard to get him to go to sleep. But it just made my heart, like, smile, man, because that's my guy.
Is that going to be a good luck tradition, you think?
I don't know. I don't plan on making him travel, especially not to Cincinnati. But, I'm pretty sure I'll do a Green Bay game. So.
Do you do any scoreboard watching? I mean, you're off tomorrow. Would you pay attention?
I'm a fan of the game, so of course I'll watch it. Do I really care about who wins, who loses? No. I just like to watch the game and, you know, diagnose plays for myself and, you know, probably sit with my little guy and just watch football.
Is it easy for you to tune out whether boos or cheers?
Yeah.
Do you have to tune that out?
I don't have to tune. I really don't try to tune anything out. I just go out there. I just play my game, whether you boo me, cheering for me, whatever the fans have to say. I mean, I'm out there playing football in between the lines. Everything outside of the lines really doesn't mean anything.
You guys really controlled this game. How different is that from some of the games that you've had this season where there's been slow starts?
Our defense, man, and the way we were able to control it is because they kept giving us opportunities to, you know, put points on the board, and they kept stopping them. And, you know, like I said, giving us the opportunity to move the ball and to keep the ball. I think we had like a 5-6 minute drive one time, which is great, you know, to knock time off. So that they sit over there and they're not, you know, moving the ball against our defense, and our defense gets a break. So it's just great for us, you know, when we're playing that way defensively and offensively.